everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Generic Commander. On this week's episode, we are celebrating Jolly's birthday. So, just like we do on every other birthday episode, we let Jolly pick the theme. And this theme, we're making copies. So all of our decks have to copy something in some way. So Russ, how are you making copies?
I'm not a complicated person. So I took Miriam. Miriam makes copies of dragons. I included other things in here, like Mirror Entity and like other fun stuff to make copies of other dragons and copies of Miriam and copies of copies of copies. It's weird. It's fun. I played it a couple times to try it out, and I had a blast every time. I can't wait.
Hell yeah.
Excellent. So the copier himself.
Jolly, that's me.
How are you going to copy more than us?
I'm birthday. Okay, so I'm doing my favorite copy, the 12th Doctor, which is one of my favorite cards that Wizards has printed in probably like 10 years. Because not only does he copy spells, but he also demonstrates, which means that an opponent also gets to copy that spell. And so it's group hug and copies. And that's like, I can't think of anything that's better than that. And then Clara Oswald is here to double my Doctor triggers. Doesn't let me demonstrate twice, but it will let him get extra plus one counters whenever I copy a spell, which is fine, I guess. But I'm trying to do something that I'm pretty sure nobody else has ever done in a game of Magic, and we'll see if I get there.
What color is Clara representing?
White. I'll put this little white token. So this is Jeskai.
Just a guy. Got it.
Sick.
Ham, my birthday. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so your birthday is the anniversary of the day in which you were born. So the first day that you entered this world, and we're going to be celebrating that because everybody deserves a day when they just like get to be celebrated, and people can tell them that they appreciate them. So happy birthday, bud! And I'm going to be honoring you
out of my mom's southern maw.
Yikes! All right. I'm gonna assume that we've said enough about birthdays, so I'm gonna be playing Shiko, Paragon of the Way, which this one is copying in kind of a goofy way because it's not actually like adding multiple things to the battlefield. I'm taking a 3-drop spell or lower from my graveyard and copying it, and then playing the copy is how we're doing it. Now I do have cards like Caretaker's Talent and other ways to, and like a bunch of 3-mana clones. So I am trying to embrace the theme with this, but at the end of the day, Shiko is an excuse to have like a Sun Titan style effect in the command zone and just run like a bunch of just bitchin' 3-drops. And so that's kind of what we're doing. We're doing bitchin' 3-drop dot deck, and I'm going to try to make tokens that are copies of like permanents that are bitchin' 3-drops and then copy those tokens. That's the idea. We'll see how it goes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And, I'm not even playing my own deck. I borrowed my cousin's deck, Captain Awesome Sauce. You see, like, all these treasure tokens, and by all these treasure tokens, I mean my treasure token that we all use. He's the one that did the art for it.
Oh, shit.
He's also the one that did the art for my logo and Russ's logo. So you see his art here all the time.
And my boo tokens.
And the boo token. So when I thought about copy, I remember that he had a Hoffrey deck. And Hoffrey, when a non-token creature you control dies, you exile it, and you create a token that's a copy of that creature, except it's a spirit. And Hoffrey gives all spirits trample and haste and +1/+1. So it's an aggro deck that also has combos. And I don't know everything that the deck does because it's not my deck, so don't blame me, except I know 2 of the combos. So blame me for those because I know them.
Okay.
But.
So don't blame me except when you blame me?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, cool, yeah.
So is everyone ready?
I was born a baby.
Excellent. So I'm going to draw for turn. I'm going to play a mountain and pass.
All right. No. It depends. Draw. Play a. Yeah, we're going to play a Breeding Pool. I'm going to shock it in.
Right. Okay.
Tap it for a Land of War Elves. And pass.
Okay. Untap, upkeep, draw. I'm going to play a Bloodstained Mire. I'm going to pay one, sacrifice it, and I'm going to go get myself probably a Rogrin Triome, and then I'm done.
Okie dokie.
It's been a while since we've had like a nice, slower-paced beginning. I feel like the last couple games we did, everybody was going so hard, so fast.
And it has been a while since I said,
and
sorry.
And it's going to be a while because him's playing Turn 1 Soul Ring and Dark Insignet.
No, I want to play Turn 1 Plains and pass.
Look at that.
Keep it easy. Check that out.
Draw. I want to play Plains. Tap it for a gamble. So I'm going to search my library for a card, put it into my hand, and then Mono Red and Tomb.
Yeah. Party mulch.
I will say I know that this is a bracket 4 deck by the number of game changers it has in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does have 4 game changers.
Very and cool.
Gamble is one of them.
I only know the one.
Shuffle.
Shuffle.
I only know Jessica's Will. It's the only game changer I respect.
You respect or you know?
Both. I respect it and I know it.
See, that's one of those cards I look at that and it's like they designed a 5 drop and just said, nah, screw it. Let's give it to people for 3. That's
yeah, it's so good. I like it so
it's
much.
So it's dumb.
Ceiling Song, but better. I like it. I love Ceiling Song.
You don't.
That's one of my unapologetic, this card is busted, but I will run it in every deck I can.
That's fair. I got a couple of those too, so all right.
7. Hey, Jolly, pick a number 1 through 7. 1 through 7.
5.
It's a Sabine's Reclamation.
That's a pretty good one to get in the yard. Whoops. Not thrilled about that.
Gonna tap for 1 and play the Soul Ring, and I'll pass.
Damn.
Alright.
We were starting off so slow. Quick Vandal Blast.
But it's a whiteboarded Soul Ring, so you know it's good.
I do really like it that way.
That math does track, actually. Yeah.
Alright, so I'm gonna play a island for turn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tap 2 for a Sapphire Medallion. Blue spells I cast cost 1 less to cast. I am then going to move to combat, and I'm going to swing at Jarvis with the Land of War Elves Hayah for 1.
How dare you? I take it.
Get bonked. That's on, Scott.
And then Miso I pass.
On tap up, keep draw. Whoa! Hey, that's a pretty good draw. Glacial Fortress. Untapped because I control all of the things I need. I'm going to pay a blue and a red. I'm going to cast Expressive Iteration. I look at the top 3 cards of my deck, put 1 in my hand, 1 on the bottom of my library, and exile 1, and I'm going to play it from exile this turn. So let's
isn't EI generally best on turn 3 before you hit your land drop?
I don't care.
Yes.
Fair enough. No.
I also never run it. I've never run it before, so I'm not sure the best way to do it. Oh,
that's the traditional way to do it. That way, the card that goes into exile is your land. That's generally the move.
You didn't play standard enough to know how bad.
When this was a thing, but I remember I bought many pre-release kits of this set of Strixhaven, and I remember people are like, "Hey, Expressive Iteration is worth a lot of money," and I like had just made the pile of cards that I was about to throw into the trash. From the set, and I was like, hold on, let me dig these out before I toss everything in the garbage.
Yeah, good call. It turns out 2 mana draw 2 is pretty good. It's crazy.
I'm gonna keep this. I'm going to bottom this, unfortunately, and I'm gonna exile Chameleon, the Master of Disguise, and he will not be
played.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Chameleon, Master of Disguise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okie doke. I tap it up, Keevan. And we're drawing. Cool. I'm actually going to go ahead and play out a Fury Calm Snarl. And check it out. I got this mount in my hand.
Never bad.
There it is. Bam. Me scoozy. So, Fury Calm Snarl. good thing. I'm going to go ahead and tap it for a red, ends planes. I'm going to play a kickoff celebration. This is an enchantment for two with start your engines. And when this enchantment enters, I may discard a card. If I do, I draw two cards. And then once I have max speed, I can sacrifice it to give all my dudes haste. And so start your engines. Speed is now a thing on my board, and it is starting at one. Bam. So I'm at speed number one, and when an opponent loses life on my turn, often from combat damage, I get to kick that up. And then once I get max speed, I get that ability, which is pretty neat. I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of that trigger, and I'm going to discard a Pemmon's Aura, which in my opinion is a really dope 3-drop. And then we're going to do
a very good one. That's right.
I enjoy having dope 3-drops.
From the Ryu.
Exactly. And I run both of them in many decks that contain one or the other. 4, 5, 6, and I got 7 cards in hand, so I'm going to feed that tea, baby.
Have you guys watched MTG Goldfish when Richard's been on and he's had speed? He actually got like a desktop like stick shift to go and change the speed.
Oh, that's pretty
good. I've seen those and I love that. Yeah.
I am going to play another Plains.
Nice.
And I am going to tap for 5 and let's get bring him out. Hoppery's out. He doesn't have any experience to haste up, but at least now I have a 4-5 to get in the way of that pesky Llanowar Elves. And I'll pass.
The Potato Gorger.
Untap.
Why is it a 4-5?
Draw. Merci,
I'm French.
Did he put Quint in this deck?
A Clit?
Quintorius.
Yeah. Oh, a Quint.
Yeah, Clitorius.
Quintorius, yeah.
All right,
I know it's in the deck, but I have a hard time finding it. I search and search, and I just don't know where it is. What is this?
God damn it. I'm going to play a Mechanized Production. It's going to come in as a copy of my Sapphire Medallion. Mechanized Production says at the beginning of your upkeep, create a token that's a copy of enchanted artifact. Then if you control 8 or more artifacts with the same name, I win.
You're going to be making token copies of Sapphire Medallion?
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, I think Rusty's clone deck is my favorite right now. So far. Like, here's my Mirim deck. I'm going to make copies of a Mana Rock until I win.
A Mana Rock that makes blue. Like, what? Or can it reduces blue cost? Yeah, that's
which I do think has the least amount of dragons in that three-color.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Is it me otherwise, Russ, or are you swinging
it? It is you otherwise, sir.
Draw. Oh, here's one. Here's one that I know Jarvis will like.
I don't feel like I'm going to like this, but we'll see.
I think you will. I don't know why you wouldn't. I'm going to play an island, and I'm going to pay 3. And I'm going to cast... Do I want to do that one, or do I want to do this one?
And the reason why I don't know if I would is because you guys have a tendency to say, Jarvis is going to like this, and then play Howling Mine. Mm-hmm.
No, I think that I'm running a few cards that I think you actually enjoy in a real way. Yeah. No. Oh, this is tricky because I don't usually play cards that are better. You know what? Speaking of standard, I'm going to play Tirsa Light Shatter. It's a 3-3 haste. When it enters, I discard up to 2 cards and draw that many. And whenever it attacks, if there are 7 or more cards in my graveyard, exile a card at random from my graveyard, and I may play that card this turn. I'm going to discard an island and a quasi-duplicate because it has jumpstart, and I'll be able to do that later. I will draw 1 card, 2 card. Very, very nice. And then I'm going to swing at somebody for 3. You haven't been hit, Ham. Here you go, 3.
Okay.
I'm done.
All these card terms. Speed, jumpstart.
You're right. It's rough out here.
Man, I kind of want to just go and get like an Abrade just to destroy the Sapphire Medallion since Russ has put so much effort into the token.
It also looks like he's drawn a little cum.
Gross. That does have a little bit of sperminess to it. Yeah,
it's a little fuzzy. For those listening, Russ's camera is a little bit fuzzy this time, and so he's clearly it's a medallion, but on a fuzzy glance, it looks a little cummy.
Gotta watch out for those cummy fuzzy glances. All right.
Oh Jesus Christ!
It's my birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
I can come up.
All right, I'm gonna play a terrible card that shouldn't be in this deck.
Okay.
I'm gonna play Savior of Allenbach, aka Abraham Van Helsing, which even with the foil showcase Dracula art, this is probably like $1.50. Like this thing, it's
what
real
it
rough.
Do? What is this?
It is a 1/2 for 3 with training, and for training is like mentor, except way worse. If it attacks alongside something that is bigger than it, I get to put a 1/1 counter on it, and then it triggers. And in this case, whenever Savior of Allenbach triggers, exile up to one other target creature from the battlefield or creature card from a graveyard. When Savior of Allenbach leaves the battlefield, put the exiled cards onto the battlefield under their owner's control. So if I have critters in my graveyard, I can exile them, and then like when he dies, they cheat out. Or I can O-ring your stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a goofy design, but it's also a 1/2 that doesn't have haste and an attack trigger for 3. It's
and a mythic,
real
huh?
bad. That's a mythic. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, cool.
It's garbage. And I'm sure you're asking, like, if I'm willing to say that out loud about the card that I'm playing, why the hell am I playing it? Fair question. Jarvis, I passed the turn.
You know, it's back to, like, the Midnight Hunt times and Crimson Vow, where we thought that Wizards was going to give us a lower-powered standard, and then you're like, ha, just kidding.
Yep.
Man, I am seeing half of my deck.
There was some trash back in that standard. There was. There was also like Dreadfeast Demon and Toxrol, and you know, well.
I want to play Prismatic Vista as my land for turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna go to the combats. And yep. Russ, one good swing deserves another. 4.
I don't know if that's true.
How big is Joffrey?
It's a 4/5.
Okay, I'll take 4.
My camera's being dumb.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And then I will pass.
Right. Whoa.
Untap.
What's what's the white Aetherize? Settle the wreckage. That's what we're rolling with.
Upkeep. Mm-hmm. Create a Sapphire Medallion.
Draw. So now your blue stuff will cost 2 less?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, do you have unfortunate? Access to red mana right now?
I do not.
Ah.
Okay. Don't worry, Ham doesn't have access to blue. You guys are twinning.
That's correct.
I'm gonna play this Thornwood Falls. It comes in tapped.
On main?
I gain a life.
On main. Normally we save that stuff for our Patreon that we don't have.
I pass.
Maybe we should have that
upkeep draw.
This is fun.
How many cards does everyone have in hand, just out of a curiosity?
4.
5.
6.
How many do you have, Russ?
4.
4?
Rocking a 6 spot.
So... I wouldn't really get to do anything else cool, though. Although I'm lacking on several colors of mana. You know what? I'm going to hope for the best here. I'm going to cast a Jeskha's Will for 6. Targeting Ham. Yep.
Okay.
Yeehaw, we got there. I'm going to use 4 of it to cast a Tectonic Giant. That says, whenever this attacks or becomes the target of a spell an opponent controls, I choose one, deal 3 damage to each opponent, or exile the top 2 cards from my libraries. I choose one of them until end of turn. I'm able to play that card this turn. And then, so I have 2 floating, and I'm going to pay 1 and 2 for Laylia, the Blade Reforged.
Let's go.
Yeah, this is the one I was going to play last turn. This is a 2-2 of haste, and whenever it attacks, I exile the top card of my library. I may play the card this turn, and whenever one or more cards are put into exile from my library and or my graveyard, I put a +1/+1 counter on Laylia. So I'm going to go to combat. Let's see. Out of respect, Jarvis, I want to send Laylia at you.
Okay.
And then out of disrespect for the savior of Olenbach, I'm going to send the 3/3 at him. And I'm going to exile this command tower off the top of my library.
It's not bad enough. It's not. All right.
Okay. I do have a response.
Yeah, I got you.
Just because I can. I'm going to flash out this selfless squire.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Even better, I am going to block Laylia with the selfless squire.
Oh.
Because Laylia will then kill it.
Kill what? The selfless squire?
It'll come back as a spirit.
Oh, that's cute.
And to show my exiled spirits, I'm just going to do the whole half sleeve thing.
Okay, I'm sure. 3.
And Jarvis, you took 2?
I took 0.
Oh, yeah, you take 0. Yeah, that's nice. And then for land for turn, I'm going to play the command tower. So I pass turn.
Blocking was actually the incorrect call because she would have been more powerful as a...
Yeah, you would have had a 4/4 attacker.
But I'd rather have a 2/2 triple and haster.
I get it. Go ahead, Ham.
Yep, I'm thinking about it. Hand is all kinds of trash. You play an Evolving Wilds?
I all kinds Fuck of yet. Feel that.
Yep. I'm going to pay 3 for a 3 drop that doesn't suck horribly. Monastery Mentor.
Oh, that is a good one.
Just to Quite save good, time, cause... I am just going to crack my Prismatic Vista, but it's not going to affect anything you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, Monastery Mentor is a 2/2 with prowess. Whenever I cast a non-creature spell, I make a 1/1 monk creature token with prowess. Because, you know, why not? And then, so this one, like, you double the amount of prowess that you have on the battlefield when this thing triggers. Fun fact, there's an alchemy version that, like, quadruples it that actually shits out these as tokens. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. I'm then going to go ahead and crack the Evolving Wilds for an island, and that's going to be my turn. So, yeah, Jarvis, take it away.
We got blue on the line.
I knew blue I needed to go and crack that early.
Hmm?
Like, I knew I needed to crack that early. So, untap. Draw.
I just don't want anything bad to happen to anyone I know.
Oh.
I want nothing good to happen to anyone I know. Wait, what?
Mountain is my land for a turn. I'm going to tap my soul ring.
Because I have one in a red. Feelings in my heart.
Impact Tremors.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yay! Okay.
I have one floating, and so for 3 and a white, I will go and play an Anointed Procession. So Impact Tremors is whenever a creature enters the battlefield under my control, it deals 1 damage to each opponent. An Anointed Procession is if an effect would create 1 or more tokens under my control, it creates twice that many tokens instead.
Seems good.
So, yeah. I'm... How big is that Tectonic Dragon, Giant?
It's a 3/4.
So, I want to send Hoffrey at Jolly.
How much? 4?
And my 2/2 Trample Haste Selfless Squire at Russ.
Yeah, I'll just
do it. The 2. But your blue spells cost 2 less.
And then I will pass.
Now, Russ is currently 5 turns away from winning the game. Is it 8 or 10? I think it's 8, right?
8.
Yeah, 8 or more?
Yep. So upkeep, untap, upkeep, create a sapphire medallion.
Untap, upkeep, create a sapphire medallion. Everybody loves it.
Sapphire medallion.
Now Russ only has to pay Teemer for Miriam.
Yeah, but we'll see if he finds it.
But he doesn't have red, yes. Something I didn't realize about mechanized production for the longest time is it's just eight or more artifacts with the same name. It doesn't have
It doesn't care about what's actually enchanted. So if you just make eight treasures, you win.
You win, yeah.
And
I didn't realize that for the longest time.
I'm going to play a Peter Parker's camera. Enters with three film counters. You pay two and tap it to remove the film counter to copy a triggered ability that I control.
Oh, shit, that mechanized production's actually a problem now. That bumps up the clock. He's going to take pictures of his production facility in his dragon deck and win with me.
Did not see that coming. All right.
Pass.
Oh, no. Is this going to be the best and worst game of Magic I've ever played? Untap, upkeep, draw. All right.
Yes.
We're going to play an island. And we're going to pay five. We're going to go ahead and we're going to put out the 12th Doctor. I will read what he, and what's the theme song for Doctor Who?
My Doctor Who knowledge goes as far as Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah, I believe it's, too, it's the Love Boat.
I'm it's sure that's the how Love Doctor Who. Boat.
Yeah.
Doctor. Right. Anyway, so this is a five mana, three red, blue, Time Lord Doctor 4/4. The first spell I cast from anywhere other than my hand each turn has Demonstrate, and whenever I copy a spell, I put a +1/+1 counter on the 12th Doctor. All right, let's do some attackies. Jarvis has nothing.
I'd also argue that Doctor Who doesn't really have a theme song. It kind of has theme tones. It's
It's a theremin.
Yeah, is it? Like it might literally be a theremin.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't doubt that.
I'm going to swing this guy, the 3/3, at Russ. I'm going to swing the 3/4 at Jarvis. And I'm going to swing Lelia at Ham, which will get a few counters here, actually. I'm going to exile the top two cards of my library with Tectonic Giant. I may choose one, and I can play it this turn. Flamekin Harbinger and an island. Okay. And do I choose now? Until on a turn, I choose one of them. I'm going to pick the Flamekin Harbinger. That'll be exiled. That'll be two counters on Lelia. Or is it just one counter per instance of doing that?
One counter per instance.
One. Okay, so that's one counter there. And then Lelia's trigger. Well, that sucks. There's Vadrock.
Whoop.
That's which good is, for us.
It's good for you. This is in the deck to find this. Now I don't get to fucking find it.
Whoops.
Ah, piss burgers.
You found it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So this bad drug's not going to be doing much. Sick. Okay, so that is five at Ham. Three at Russ and three at Jarvis.
I go ahead and take three.
I have no blocks.
I'm gonna take five.
Put me now, who 29. Do I think? Who do I think has the worst elementals in their
deck? I don't know if I have
any. Yeah, I'm not confident I have any in mine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't.
How many cards do you have in hand, Ham?
I'm rocking with five.
And you have two?
I have two.
Foe.
How many do you have, Russ? All right. I'm going to pay one with the command tower to cast this Flamekin Harbinger with Demonstrate, which means that I'm going to copy this spell, but also... Now, these combos in that deck, Jarvis, are they infinite?
Yes, they are.
One is Kiki Jiki. The other one is Mist Hollow Griffin. Neither of them are elementals.
Pam, off the top of your head, how many infinite combos do you think your deck has?
Oh, I'm fairly confident it has none.
All right, yeah, sure. You get a Flamekin Harbinger, Pam.
Cool, I'll take that.
Yeah, this has
it doesn't have any intentional ones, that's for sure.
Yeah, this has the Kiki Village Bellringer combo in it.
Oh, I know that one, yeah. Pretty good. Okay. All right, Ham, yours will resolve first, so you'll get your Flamekin Harbinger first.
Yeah, I'm not confident I have any elementals. So, okay, so Flamekin Harbinger, when it enters, I search my library for an elemental card, reveal it, shuffle, and put that card on top of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just kind of do a quick little gander here, see if there's anything I'm not thinking about. That's a horse, that's a cat.
Is it okay if I go ahead and do mine as well?
Yeah, I have zero issue with that.
Yeah, I just quickly looked at my deck list. I didn't have any elementals.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't either, so.
Do I have any other ones?
You demonstrated it, and you don't even know if you have more than one elemental in your deck?
Vadrox is
the one it was intended for. Yeah.
Well, I guess we already know that you have
a pretty good one, and that the odds of that are absolute piss.
We knew you had at least two, because Tectonic Giant was an elemental as well.
So yeah, that's the other thing. Tectonic Giant is like the only other one. Hold on, I did think I saw one in this little thing. Where you at, buddy? Because I don't know why.
I appreciate the one, though.
You're welcome. Here we go. Dreamtail Heron.
There you go.
Bird. Okay. Whenever it mutates, I draw a card.
Aka.
That's pretty good.
Is that your only one?
My only one what?
Because you demonstrate it, so you get to look again.
Yeah, I'm going to have the first one find nothing, and then the second one finds the Dreamtail Heron, so I don't just... Dreamtail Heron. But then after that, I am done.
You could elect not to search with the second one. That's the other thing, but yeah.
I like searching. I am done, though.
Okay. Cuckoo. Yeah, here we go. It's a little...
I'm sure Russ would have had an elemental dragon in there.
I actually do think that that's why I was worried about picking Russ, because I'm like, I know there's elemental dragons. I've seen them.
Yep,
I know the shit. I don't want them.
Absolutely a thing. All right. Cool.
Granted, they're probably all red, but
I'm not zero chance of that. All right, actually, you know, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna play a Windscarred Crag rather.
Cheating.
Boros land, so I'm gonna gain one. Let's go. Then I'll pay three for a Monastery Siege. When this enters the battlefield, I choose cons or dragons. Cons, meaning my draw step, I draw an additional card, then discard a card. Or dragons, spells my opponent cast that target me or a permanent I control cost two more. I'm actually going to choose cons, so I'm going to loot at the beginning of my turns. That is also going to trigger prowess on my Monastery Mentor and poop out one little prowess punk dude, which is pretty cool.
But it does,
yeah. Prowess Monkin, you're the one.
You make bath time lots of fun.
Hell
yeah.
So much fun. Doug, this bath time slaps. All right, so
I can't wait to get fucking sudsy.
I'm going to get fucking sudsy. That's exactly right. I love it. Okay, cool. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and attack. I got Abe Van Helsing over here and Monastery Mentor. They should both swing at stuff, I think. I think that'd be wise.
Oh, yeah, because you can actually, train?
I could actually train. I only played this like three damn turns ago. We're finally triggering the thing. I'm going to attack both of these. I'm thinking I'm going to attack both of these. Hey, Jarvis, how much you have one red open?
I have one red open.
Cool. The 3/3 Monastery Mentor and a currently 1/2 Saber of Allenbach are both coming at you. Upon attacking, the training triggers. And so now,
I was hoping Allenbach, that me looking away, I wouldn't be seen.
Gets the 1-1. Nah, dude, I'm always looking at you. So this is now a 2-3, but a trained, which means I get to exile a creature on the battlefield or a creature card in a graveyard. Getting rid of like Lelio or the Giant is tempting, but also like busting up Hoffrey before you untap on your turn could also be pretty rad. Cause like,
I'll tell you now, I don't care if I have to cast Hoffrey again because I don't really have anything else in my hand to do.
Also, if I get rid of the self, if I exile the self of Squire with this, it goes back to your yard.
Yeah,
because it's a token. Yeah. But it goes to the graveyard and just stays there, which would be cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to exile Lelia.
Oh, butts.
Yeah, butts and stuffs. So Lelia's exiled under my savior of Allenbach.
She's been trained.
So I'm taking 5?
5 total, yes.
Down to 30.
Trained exile. Boo.
Boom. All right. Actually, you know what? I might have to. There's a non-zero chance where this might actually trigger multiple times.
Yeah, I'm actually. That might be the best card on the battlefield. It still doesn't help us stop Russ.
No, not even a little bit. That is correct.
Which is a thing like I'm actually worried about now with the Peter Parker's camera, because now it's just.
Yeah. I'm a PDT baby.
Okay. Untap.
How many do you have right now, Russ? 3, right?
3.
So on your next turn, you could have up to 5 because the camera. Which is hilarious. It's so funny.
It's pretty bonkers. Yeah.
Russ is doing the thing I wish I was doing. And it's making me a little upset. I'm getting outclassed in janky token making.
Well, I also just adore the fact that it's just like, Miriam, you know Miriam, you all know Miriam. I'm going to do something that is like not even remotely Miriam. Like, yeah. You know, I just needed a teamer commander, guys.
Let's do this. I'm going to play a Sunbank Canyon as my land for turn.
Nice.
I'm then going to go and tap it and sacrifice it right away to draw a card because my hand is awful.
Cool.
You don't help with the problem at hand right now.
You got to use your enchantment removal.
I got a card that kind of does the same type of stuff that Hams does, where it O-rings a creature.
Well, O-ring a creature. There's plenty of creatures.
But it doesn't help with what Russ is doing, is what I was saying.
Right. Oh,
Russ doesn't have access to red mana. Let Russ be.
You
have us on an aggressive clock right now, man.
We don't care about anything you're doing except your mechanized production is still alive.
Which is a win condition. So we care about it.
If we would let you be if we got rid of your mechanized production. And that's what we're trying to find. I'd
be okay if we just got rid of the Peter Parker's camera. That's the thing that's going to speed this up. One a turn I'm okay with.
So for 3 mana. Because when I'm saying I don't really have much going on, I really mean it. I want to channel a Sokinzon. So Sokinzon has discard channel, and you discard it, and I get to create 2/1/1 colorless spirit creature tokens with haste until end of turn. And the
yikes!
It costs 1 less to channel because I have a legendary creature, but I get 4 of them because of Anointed Procession. And I get +1/+1 because of Hoffrey. So I have 4/2/2 spirits because I have nothing else going on with my life.
That was actually the best channel Sokins on I think I've ever seen, though. So that,
and
that's
trigger
something.
Impact Tremors to ping us off for 4.
Oh, yeah. You do all get pinged for 4, which that wasn't even in my calculation. It was literally because I had nothing else to do.
Oh, shit. He's going off. Get him. Also, good catch, right. Russ. I forgot about that.
And I'll just... You know what? He provided me these dice. I'll use his spin down to mark four spirits.
Nice.
So, I still have two cards in hand. I can't play either of them. I do want to go to the combats. I want to keep Poffrey back this time because there's many large things swinging around.
Ayo.
Phrasing. Yeah, all right.
Phrasing? Yeah. Sure. Phrasing. You know what, Russ? I want to swing 8 trample at you, Russ.
Bastard. I can't block it. I got nothing, so... I got my 1/1. I just take 8.
And then I will pass.
Untap.
I'm going to top deck a mountain and we're all going to be in trouble.
Upkeep. I am going to make the copy because why not?
There you go.
So I go up to 5. Draw.
Total of 5.
Watch it. Russ plays 3 steps ahead as well.
Pass.
No.
Hey, he's still going to win.
Your D6. Right,
untap.
Got knocked up down 8. To 1.
Draw. I miss my bird. Or not my bird, but my other thing.
Your Lydia.
I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to pay 4. Because why not? I'm going to... Is that what I want to do? Yeah, I'm going to mutate the Dreamtail Heron on top of the 12th Doctor.
Actually, the Time Lords look human, but they are not.
Correct. Yeah, I'll do it on the top. So it's a 4/5. And when it mutates, I draw a card. Oh, boy.
And now
oh, boy. Yeah, so now I have a elemental bird that also... has demonstrate on stuff I cast from other spooky places. Let's see. Who do I want to get in at? Who do I want to beat on? Chopped liver? I'm going to pay a red. And I'm going to cast a Curse of Opulence on somebody, but I don't know on whom.
I don't think there's a bad option for it.
There isn't, but I do think I'm going to put it on you, Jarvis, just because you have the highest life total, which means I can technically get more treasures that way.
I have the highest life total for now.
Yeah, you won't in a second. So for those of you who don't know, the way the Curse of Opulence works is that I enchant a player, and whenever enchanted player is attacked, I create a colorless artifact token named gold. Oh, it's a gold. I don't even have to tap to sacrifice it. Nice.
Yeah.
And then each opponent attacking that player does the same. So if I attack Jarvis, I get a gold. But if Ham were to attack Jarvis, Ham gets a gold, as do I.
Please remember, for as busted as treasures are, they are fixed gold.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Alrighty, so we're going to go to combat. Ham, how big is the power that you got on the floor there?
I have a 1/1 with prowess, and I have the Flamekin Harbinger, which is just a 1/1. So I got 2 1/1s. This one has prowess, and if I cast any instant non-creatures, the Monastery Mentor could trigger, and I do have 1 Boros mana available.
Okay.
And 4 cards in hand.
I'm going to swing. You don't have any flyers, do you, Jarvis?
Nope.
Okay. So 4 in the air at Jarvis. 3/4 on the ground at Ham. And then the 3/3, just because, at that'll go Russ. And I get to exile the top 2, and I can do one of them this turn. I will grab the land. The land will be what I can play this turn.
The Cloud Piercer. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Cloud Piercer. So that'll go into... I will end up playing that later. But we're still in combat right now, so just imagine I haven't played it yet, and I have one mana up. Well, two, because I got a gold.
Okay. So just the giants coming my way?
Yar.
I have no blocks.
I have nothing.
So you take 4 flying Dr. Bird damage, and let's see.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to pay 1, and I'm going to Swords your Giant. I just don't want to deal with it. And additionally...
Oh, wait, hold on. That's good. Wait, you say you're casting a thing targeting the giant?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to exile the top 2 cards in my library. And I can play one of them this turn.
Yeah, choose yourself. Bomber.
I can't cast either of these. These are just both going
to
be
good. I'm not excited to see that Cub Warden go.
I do like the Cub Warden. I wish that I had access to one more mana, but I don't.
Yeah. And this does make another Prowess Monk for me. And all the Prowess triggers go off, so this is a 2-2, but I don't believe that in ladder. Yeah.
All right, so are we out of combat then?
I believe combat has run its course,
I will play the Exotic Orchard, and then I'm probably going to use this gold for something.
Damn, you're playing Efficient Removal?
Yeah. Check it out.
It's good. It's good shit.
And I'm actually using it to trigger stuff on the field. Hey, every now and then I can sequence stuff properly. It's crazy.
Who are you and what did you do with him? You don't play.
I murdered him. He's in my basement. Yeah.
And I don't even have a basement. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. The basement of the Alamo.
He's down there with Dr. Dre. Yeah. Anyway.
What the fuck?
Dr. Dre said nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre is dead. He's locked in my basement.
Yeah. Dr. Dre.
Feminist women love Eminem. Anyway.
I'm going to pay 2 and get rid of a gold. I'm going to cast Vega the Watcher. It is a 2/2 flyer that says whenever I cast a spell from anywhere other than my hand, I draw a card. But aside from that, I'm done. Go ahead, Ham.
I will go ahead, Ham. All right. I'm going to go ahead and...
Oh, let me denote that this Curse of Opulence is hammed. Or Jarvis, rather.
All right.
Oh,
Monastery Siege is going to be triggering, so I do get to draw an additional card, and then I do get to discard some stuff, which is pretty rad, I think. I'm going to go ahead and discard a Sun Titan. Don't worry about it.
I'm not. It's not like you play reanimation effects.
Of course not. It's not like I have a Savior of Allenbach right here, who I described earlier as being a thing that can... It's like if O-Ring could reanimate a thing. But it needs to train, which is the awkward part, because now it has 2 power. So that's a thing. So the question is, how do I best go about doing that? Honestly, all I need is for the Monastery Mentor to trigger here. I'm going to go ahead and play out this Mountainias for turn. And then I'm going to go ahead and so here's my question. Do I cast out a thing from my hand, or do I simply play on my commander, get a big flying Vigilante who can recast the swords?
Seems pretty good. Because it also will grow the mentor and give you the attack trigger you need.
Yeah, it does do that thing.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid play there.
Yeah, I think I'd do that. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and pay 5 for Shiko.
3, 2, 1. Oh. Ba-ba-ba.
Paragon of the Ways. And so this Shiko, Paragon of the Ways. Or Paragon of the Way, singular. As a 4/5, and when Shiko enters, I exile target non-land card with mana value 3 or less from my graveyard. Copy it, I may cast the copy without paying its mana cost. So that is going to go ahead and be the swords. I'm going to go ahead and exile that shiz. And I think, as much as I want to deal with like jolly stuff, I think I'm going to hit Hoffrey.
Okay.
Hoffrey the goat. Because
I'm an a-hole. And so that is a series of prowess triggers. Which gets me another one of these little dudes. And this monastery mentor is now up to a 3/3, so I will be able to train now, which is dope as hell. And then I'm gonna go to the combats. Vega's a 2/2, right?
Yeah,
it's so you got a 2/2 and a 1/1 chilling over there right now? All right, sick.
Well, I have 2/1s. I have 2 Flamekin Harbingers and the Vega.
Noted. Okay. So, and Jarvis, your untapped duder is just a 1/1 presently.
Yes, correct.
Now that, okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and send the Monastery Mentor, a 3/3 Monastery Mentor and 2/2 Prowess Monks at Jolly, and I'm going to send the Savior of Alambach at Jarvis. Training is going to kick this duder up, and upon the training trigger, I'm going to exile the Sun Titan under the Savior of Alambach.
Oh, that's cute.
So now, if the Savior of Alambach dies, I get my Sun Titan directly to the battlefield.
I will block with my Selfless Savior, and it will go in the graveyard.
You make a gold, Ham.
I do get a gold. Hooray, I got gold.
And how much did you send to me?
A 3/3 Monastery Mentor and 2/2 Prowess Homies.
So I'll block 3/3 with a Flamekin Harbinger.
All right, so get your jump on.
Well, actually, do I want to block with Vega too?
Block with the card draw?
I mean,
well, I got gold, so I now have 2 mana up. If I can trigger prowess, that could be a thing. If you'd like to risk those biscuits, by all means, treat yourself.
Yeah. I'll block and kill one of the 2/2 prowess guys.
Okay.
Was there prowess guy or were they all 3/3s?
These were both 2/2s. It started 1/1, whereas the guy starts at a 2/2.
Very good. All right. So I take 2 because I blocked the 3 and I blocked the other one. Okay.
And that also takes my speed up, which I think I may have missed the speed trigger earlier, but I may not have at this point. I should be at 3.
Yeah, because you definitely dealt damage to me last turn.
Okay, cool. I'll put it there then. Groovy, cool. So yeah, I've got 1 untapped prowess monk. She goes live 4/5 flying vigilante, and pass the turn.
Don't really need you right now.
That's what she said.
I want to play an air mist as my land for turn. I'll crack it and go and find. It's another mana. I'm sorry, another token doubler.
Okay.
I don't need a token doubler.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't know if I have any. I do have a Sacred Foundry in here, so I'll get the Sacred Foundry. Off my Aaron Mesa. I want to have it come in tapped. Seven.
Oh no.
Hoffrey, you all lose 1.
Oh no. We take a damage.
Ping.
I can't get gold.
Correct.
Not unless you attack yourself somehow.
I attack myself all the time and I never profit from it.
No. There's only one thing I could say to that.
Try harder.
Yeah, get good, scrub.
I hope someone kicks you in the mouth.
I want to go to
combat. No, I don't mean that.
Needlessly hostile. All right.
I am going to I've been the only one that's punching Russ, and if no one else is going to care about him, why am I going to keep hitting him?
Up to you, man.
I mean, I'm going to have to do something once he gets to 7 because he will win the next turn. That's what it is.
Thing is, he'll be at 7 on his next turn if he uses
the camera.
So actually, either way, we have to deal with him next turn.
Yeah.
But I want to swing 8 at Jolly.
I block with 1 flame can. Do they have trample or anything?
They do.
Oh, well, then I don't. I'll take 8.
And then I will pass.
All right, Russ.
All right. Untap.
What you got?
Upkeep. I am not going to actually double the trigger. Go up to 5.
So you have 5 tokens in the original?
5 tokens in the original. And draw.
So Russ still can win on his next turn.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation where Russ has the win on board. So we have to attack him, but he also hasn't gotten to do the thing he wants at all.
Passion.
What a nightmare.
That sucks.
I'm sorry, that Russ. Does suck. Oh, no. No, that's my birthday. Is it my turn?
It is.
An unfortunate situation? No.
Whoa! I mean, yeah.
Help! I mean...
Essentially. All right. Untap, upkeep, draw. What are you?
A frozen camera.
Oh, damn it. Hold on. Yeah, my thing's being a butthole. Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. So the first thing we're going to do here is we're going to pay 3. And we're going to cast a Porcuparrot onto the doctor. Porcuparrot, it's mutate for 2 and a red. I can tap it. This creature deals X damage to any target, where X is the number of times this creature is mutated, which is twice so far. But also, when it mutates, I draw a card. Yeehaw! Ooh. Okay. I don't hate that. I am going to play a Scalding Tarn, and I'm going to go ahead and sacrifice the Scalding Tarn to go. Well, do I want to do that now? No, I don't. I take that back. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna do something good. I hope. We are going to go to combat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna swing. Yeah, I'm gonna make everybody have to get in at Russ a little bit here. So I'm gonna swing 3 on the ground at Russ. And I'm gonna swing 4 in the air at Jarvis. Or do I even need to attack? Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't need to attack. Well, I do want to get a little bit. I'm going to swing the Flamekin Harbinger at Jarvis just so I can make a second gold.
Okay.
So that's 1 at you, Jarvis. And then also, Russ, you have 3 coming at you. But also, since I have 7... or more cards in my graveyard, I exile the card at random from my graveyard, and I may play that card this turn. So let me... Here we go. Come on, gang. Let's do it. Let's do something good.
Don't stop getting it.
All right, yeah. Jarvis, since you let me pick last time, which one?
Let's go with 4.
So, right in the middle either way?
Yeah.
That is... a Flamekin Harbinger.
Do you want to spend 1 minute to cast that?
Huh?
I was like, do you want to spend 1 minute to cast it?
Post combat.
I can cast it this turn. That's cool.
I will block your Flamekin Harbinger.
Yeah, you block my Flamekin Harbinger? That's good.
Yes.
Russ, did you take the 3 or do you block it?
I block.
Excellent. I can do the Flamekin Harbinger from exile. But I think what I want to do instead is I'm going to first, I'm going to pay 3. And I'm going to discard the Scalding Tarn to jumpstart quasi-duplicate.
Okay.
And since I cast it from somewhere that's not my hand, I get to demonstrate it. So I get to have 2 copies of quasi-duplicate, both of which are going to target my Dreamtail Hare and 12th Doctor Porcuparrot.
Okay.
And I mean, the funniest option is to target Russ because he has no creatures to create a token copy of, but he's already down.
Yeah, and you shouldn't Jarvis, give it to me, because if you give me another Monastery Swift Spear, or...
I'm worried about you getting another Savior of Allenbach.
Savior of Allenbach? Yeah, I know. I was giving this card crap earlier, and it's kind of
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna... Jarvis, you can copy a creature of yours.
The funny thing would be to do Hoffrey, except in doing Hoffrey, it actually just doesn't work out that well, because what happens is...
You deal a lot of damage.
I get 2 legendary tokens of Hoffrey and just have to sacrifice stuff anyway.
Yeah, but that's damage.
It is damage, or I could just make 2 spirits.
So this is a dream tale.
So you all will still take 2.
Doctor.
Because I'm just going to make spirits.
Dream.
So you're up to 6 total spirits, right?
Yeah.
Doctor. And we take 2. Bam, bam. And then what do I want to do? Is there anything else that I want to do? It's not looking that good for me. Are you anything? You're not really anything. I've got some gold.
Again, she was really hostile. All right.
I mean, I can still cast this Flamekin Harbinger from exile. You know what? Whatever. I will. It doesn't get demonstrated. Because it only works on the first spell I cast. But it is another blocker, so here it is. And I'll go see if I have any other elementals.
Failed to find, got it.
I am done.
A lot of mutate dudes got exiled. I think a fair number of those are elementals.
Yeah, a decent chunk. I'm done. Go ahead, Ham.
Thank you. All right. So Monastery Mentor is going to do, or Monastery Siege rather, is going to do its thing. So I get to draw 2 and then do the discards. Discarding 1. Nards, what do I want to do here?
I need to get Russ low enough to where Jarvis can kill him. Or just swing all out and kill Russ. Because it's a thing that simply must happen. It'd be so funny.
It does.
It'd be funny if Russ just has like 2 fogs. It just wins on his turn. Just fog, and then win with mechanized production.
That would be the goofiest win, and I'd be here for it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. Just take me out.
I want to discard a Panharmonicon. All right. So Jolly, you were worried, or you were aware of the possibilities, the distinct possibilities of an additional Savior of Allenbach.
Uh-huh.
Good news, everyone. I'm going to cast a Molten Duplication targeting the Savior of Allenbach.
No. The Savior of Allenbach.
Molten Duplication. I create a token that's a copy of target artifact or creature I control, except it's an artifact, and it's to the types, gains haste on a turn, then I sacrifice it at the beginning of the next end step.
And then you also have a prowess trigger, don't you?
We do have a couple prowess triggers here. So
in response to prowess trigger,
yeah,
I am gonna tap and do 2 damage to the Monastery Swift Spear, or the Monastery Mentor rather.
You're pinging the mentoring?
Yeah, before the plus one goes off. If you've got more, go ahead and go for it, but I'll try to shrinky dink that shit a little bit.
You know what? I appreciate that. I do need to do some stuff then. I'm going to cast a Legion Leadership. Until end of turn, double target creature's power and against first strike. I'm going to choose...
That's in my deck as well.
It's a very good one.
I really
it's
like
also
that
just
card.
A dual land. I like that card a lot as well. I didn't want to cast it here, but I will. Now, do I target my biggest monk here? Do I target... Actually, you know what? The Mentor's going to take some damage.
Yeah.
So I can target the Mentor. I could also target Shiko and just have 8 F off power in the air, which is kind of fun.
Awesome.
Right? I think I'm going to target Shiko with this, but that is another prowess trigger. So Shiko now has... I doubled Shiko's power, so it is now an 8-5. Monastery Mentor, after all the prowess triggers resolve, will be up to 4. And it'll be up to 3 when the damage hits.
Sorry, this should have one more counter on it. Hold on, sorry. When I did the quasi-duplicate, I should have put another counter right there. I have it now, though. Okay, so we're good.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool. So it takes 2 damage. And then it finishes. So these two cannot attack. These two prowess monks. These two can.
Yep.
And are each and now
plus
3/2, 3s.
Plus 2. Yeah.
Yep. Sick. And I now have an additional Savior of Alambak, because we nasty. Good old Savior. And it's a 1/2 with training and the thing. So. Mic check. 1/2, 1/2. Sibilis.
Is it on?
All right. I'm debating in a masterful fashion how I want to do this.
Nary carefully.
So correct. If you force Jarvis to deal with me, you can like take.
No, I
Jolly
think that that's
down.
What he should do is yeah. is like hit Rust just enough where Jarvis kind of has to finish him off.
Well,
although
I mean,
Jarvis has enough power in play now where Jarvis can.
Yeah, Jarvis
just
can. Like,
and if I force Jarvis to fully extend, then we're in good shape. So, right. like, my best, I feel like the smartest move for me to do.
You guys
is to
are
spend
always forgetting
all my...
about fight Jarvis play.
I'm not that worried about that, believe it or not. And honestly, if Russ wins after getting, like, really horribly mana screwed and clearly having kind of a rough night because you just decided to be an asshole to me and Jolly, I'm actually not mad at that. I think that'd be great. So,
there are worse
yeah, if despite Jarvis play gives Russ the dubs because he built a cool thing that we can't answer, I don't mind that at all, actually.
Well, we can. We're just...
Well, yeah, the answer is...
spiky about it, and we're like, well, I don't want to use right. all my resources, and so, you know
right.
what?
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna see how spiteful Jarvis is feeling. So I'm gonna go to the combats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go ahead and send. I'm gonna send both the saviors. And these two. Prowess monks. And you know what? I think I'll send the... Do I send the mentor as well? That's the question. Yeah. I'm going to send all of these at Jolly, and I'm going to send my 8 power Shiko in the air at Jarvis. We have 2 training triggers. Ding, ding.
We get some gold.
I do get some gold, which is sick. I love gold. I love gold! So yeah. I have 2 of those now. So these training triggers go off, and I'm going to have both of these triggers exile your 2 Dreamtail Heron tokens.
Yikes!
Blah, blah, blah. Because I'm an a-hole. Yeah. All right, and so...
I just did.
Yeah, so Jarvis, you've got the 8 power in the air, and yeah, so Jolly, you've got 4, 5, 6, 9, no... 10 16 coming at you. None of it has trample. The most you can block is 4.
She in the air.
Oh, okay. So what's coming?
Yeah, she got my commander.
What's coming at me for the most?
The Monastery Mentor is a 4 power, as is the Big Savior of Allenbach. Both of those are 4.
I block one of those.
Okay, so you take 12.
I will take 8, going down to 21.
Yep. 8 commander.
I'm at 6.
Did you have anything to exile, Shiko?
It's not.
Shiko doesn't trigger on attack. It's only ETB.
Oh, how come I thought it was? You know, Shiko never sticks
because that's
around
a very common template.
Well, Shiko never sticks around long enough in standard to actually know whether or not it does something on attack.
And now I'm at max speed, so now my kickoff celebration can give all my crap haste, which is kind of neat. Another thing I haven't done yet, I don't believe I've played my land for turn.
I don't think so. There you go.
Yeah. Cool.
And your old,
so
your
I now have between the gold, goes away. I have 3 lands, and the Cory Mountain Monastery, which could even impulse draw me a thing, which is kind of neat. All right. Sick and or groovy. So Jarvis, I'm going to pass that turn. It's up to you, bud. How do you want to handle this?
You do got to sacrifice your one Olenbach, right?
Oh, this one does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. Thank you.
I'm going to untap, draw.
Kill rest board white.
I wish I had another white mana.
I wish I had red. It's okay.
No, if I had another white mana, I could do something really cool. But I need 4 white, and I only have 3.
And Russ is saying, and if I had red mana, I would be able to do things, and that would be pretty cool.
I could take game actions.
Game actions are pretty rad.
Russ, listen, objectively, you have taken the game actions that have gotten a player closest to winning. Right?
That is true.
I would tap your 4/3
Uh-oh.
And play an Ashnod's Altar.
Always safe, always
good. So Ashnod's Altar, you sacrifice, add 2 colorless. Sacrifice a creature and add 2 colorless. Mm-hmm. I'm then going to tap for 1 and 2 white for a Fiend Hunter.
Fiend Hunter, when
it enters the battlefield, you may exile another target creature. And when it leaves, the creature returns.
Right.
So I am going to go and target Jolly's Dreamtail Heron.
Oh, this one? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It has been targeted.
I am then going to sacrifice the Fiend Hunter to the Ashnod's Altar. Oh, and you all lose 1 from Impact.
Trigger resolves.
So then, Jolly, when that happens, I'll have the trigger from it dying to return Jolly's stuff back to the battlefield. And they'll return as 3 separate creatures.
Hey, look at us.
I just love destroying mutate piles.
I don't mind having my mutate pile destroyed, if I'm being honest.
I actually ran Teferi's Time Twist as a combat trick in mutate decks back in the day. It was awesome. People did not see that coming.
I do have 2 colorless floating, but it doesn't matter, really.
Get to make 2 copies of that. We need to take 3 damage total.
Yeah, you're going to take a total of 3. I do have... Oh, this is going to go to 6. And now I'll have 2 of these guys. So now, I want to be able to go and get rid of 2 more creatures. Hopefully a little bit more permanently. I would like to go and get rid of the Monastery Mentor.
Okay.
And Savior Olenbach, does that go to hand or does that go to battlefield?
They go to the battlefield.
Battlefield. So I don't want to get rid of that. Got it.
I would get a Sun Titan and Jolly would get Lelia back.
Yeah, so and I'll get rid of 1 of the untapped monk tokens.
Okay.
So now, I'm going to go to combat.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hey, darkness. What's going on, my dude?
I'll
We're best friends.
Hey, buddy.
Let's kiss outside. And one of the tokens at Russ. I'll send... I'm doing a full swing here. I'm just deciding how I'm doing the rest of the swing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and where I'm questioning myself, like, do I feel like I can go and beat Ham heads up?
Completely sure. Tapped out? I don't know.
Because I could kill Jolly here.
I'd rather you keep me alive. Because I'd like to try to do some stuff to Ham, but if I need to die, that's okay. I'll probably just die to ETB triggers of yours, if I'm being honest.
I want to go and send Hoffrey and one of the, and the Fiend Hunter that has Monastery Mentor at Russ, and then my six spirits and the other Fiend Hunter, the one that exiled the token, at Ham. So it's 14 total at Ham, and it is six. Wait a minute. I did bad math. Sorry. I just said more at Russ.
Yeah, you got a little more Russ.
Up math, because Russ is at nine.
yeah, almost just.
Sorry. I'll send both Fiend Hunters at Russ. I'll send both Fiend Hunters at Russ, yeah. So that'll make it eight, and one of the spirits at Russ. So
that would be so funny though if the end of combat Russ like, all right, four, I'm at two. Like, oh wait, crap.
I want to send 10 total at Russ and 10 at him.
Alright, fuck me, I guess.
So which of the
I'm sending 10 spirits at you.
It was a bit of forest. Soul ring.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Just the spirits.
Like, more blue. Yeah, well, you would have at least had the mana to play those things.
Yeah. All right.
So it's 5 2/2s with trample.
Cool. I'm gonna block one of them with Shiko. Okay. So I take 8. Question 12. Okie doke.
And I'll pass turn.
I don't know what I do here. I'd like to. There's a specific card I would love to draw off the top. That's not bad, actually.
If I had one more white, I think I could have won the game.
I don't believe it. You got a lot of combo pieces over there. So
what is in your graveyard, Ham?
I've got Molten Duplication, Legion Leadership, Panharmonicon, Evolving Wilds, and Pemmon's Aura, which can do fun things.
Yeah, none of those seem that great.
Correct.
So I'm going to pay one white, and I'm going to Swords to Plowshares your Hollenbach. I want my Lelia back.
Ugh.
Okay. So I gain 4.
Yeah.
All right, Van Helsing's exiled. You get your Lelia back. I get a mother effing Sun Titan, and that Sun Titan is going to be able to bring back. I'm going to have that bring back the Pemmon's Aura. And the Pemmon's Aura is going to go on. Pemmon's Aura on the Sun Titan. Because screw it. Why
Did
not?
I have killed Jolly? We'll find out you now.
Well, the next episode.
Something here.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if I could beat you heads up, Ham. Otherwise, I would have.
No, I gotcha.
Let's see.
You have another color in your deck than I do. That means it's obviously better.
Mm-hmm. That is usually how that goes, yeah.
Unless you don't draw your third color.
Do you have... Oh, yeah, you have gold, so you have access to blue. Yeah.
Yep, sure do. I got two of those things. Thanks for those, by the way.
Yeah,
I have one island as well, but yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna... You have a flyer over there as well, which isn't great. How big is Shiko?
Shiko's a 4/5. Okay. So I got a 4/5 Vigilant Flyer, and Sun Titan can get flying for a blue. Yep. And Shroud as well, which is just fun.
Do I want to try to draw a card first?
Nah.
I have a lot of gold. I probably should just try to draw a card first. I'm going to use... this and all this. And this will, this actually helps in another way as well. And I don't need to pay that mana. I need to pay slightly different. We'll leave back the command tower. We're going to do 1, 2, 3. White and red and whatever. I'm going to do Regal Leosaur mutating on top of the Dreamtail Heron. When it mutates, I get to draw a card. Nice. I don't really want to play that land, but okay. But also, each other creature I control gets +2/+1 until end of turn, which is not bad.
Seems decent, yeah.
So now we can do some big swingins here. But can we do even bigger swingins here? Maybe. But first, we're going to hope for some luck. I might leave the 12th Doctor behind. Well, he's actually, he's a 6/5? Pretty beefy. I really need to hit something good. So I'm going to swing. Yeah, I'm going to hope for the best here. 12th Doctor, who is a 6/5. The Porky Parrot, which is a 5/5. The Dreamtail Heron is just a 3/4 flyer, which, you know, you've got blockers there, but okay. So 3/4 flyer. This feller here is going to swing for 5. And then I think Laylia, who is currently a 4/3, I will send this one at Jarvis because I do want one more gold.
Okay. So you're sending 5 at me then total.
Yeah, I'm sending 5 at you. But it might end up being, yeah, it'll be a little more because this is also from graveyard or just library.
It's when you exile a card from your graveyard as well. Yeah, it triggers.
Yeah, so it will be an extra because this one's going to trigger. So I'll actually do Laylia's first. So Laylia is going to trigger. Okay, nice. A Vulpecete exiled with Laylia. Very good and very cool. And then this one down here is going to potentially let me cast something from my graveyard here until end of turn. All right, give me a number.
I like going 4 because I like going in the center.
4 is Jessica's Will, so I can cast Jessica's Will this turn.
I have 1.
I have 1
no,
as well.
I can't cast it now. It's just this turn, so I still have to follow timing restrictions, so I got to get out of combat. And then I can cast either of these, which is the Vulpecete and the Jessica's Will. So that is 6 coming at you, Jarvis. And then it was 6, 11, 16. And then the flyer was also coming in, so that's 19.
Okay, which are the biggest ones here?
My commander is a 6/5. And these are both 5s, respectively. And then this one is the smallest, as with a 3.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and I'll put Shiko in front of the 3. I'm going to put Sun Titan in front of your commander. And then I'm going to chump block the 2/5s on the ground. Now, the cool thing about Sun Titan blocking your commander is 6/5.
Yeah.
Sun Titan right now is a 6/6. Pemazora has, I didn't read off all the things Pemazora can do. You can pay a blue and untap a creature or give it hexproof. Not hexproof, shroud. You can untap it, give it shroud, give it flying, or you can pay 1 generic. Enchanted creature gets +1/-1, or -1/+1. So I'm going to pay 1, give it -1/+1, making it a 5/7.
5/7.
5/7, exactly. So, so if my math serves, both of my little dudes get absolutely pwned. Your 3/3 and your commander both die. And I don't take damage? Is that right?
I do believe so.
Okay, sick. I think that's great.
I didn't want my commander to die. Do I let him go to the yard?
Up to you, man. By the way, this Pemazora is pretty good. I'm a fan.
It is pretty good. It's a good card. All
right. Right?
Well, now I got this Jessica's Will.
I mean,
how many cards you got in your stuff?
I have one.
You have one? Yeah, so I guess we just got to go dig mode, huh?
Yeah, it's not very good.
How about that dig mode, baby?
You know what? Shock and a hollowed fountain.
About that dig.
And we're going to do 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you don't get to demonstrate it.
No, I don't. I don't get
well,
to.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
How?
Not really. Because you wouldn't have enough mana. But it'd be nice.
No, I can't. No, I think I just have to. I'm just going to cast it for the Exile 3. Let's see what we get.
Let's go digging. Island,
a Wheel of Fate. And a Bouncing Shore Shark.
Not bad.
A land, unplayable card, and Bouncing Shore Shark.
Wheel of Fate's real good with a bad rock.
Well, no, it's just that you can't play it now.
No, I can't. Well, I could bounce a creature. Wouldn't be very good.
Yeah, but like with now that I'm at max speed, Kickoff Celebration can give all my stuff haste, and like both my big dudes have ETBs that I'd be more than happy to capitalize on again. So like, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you bounce the monk token.
Unless I bounce.
Yeah,
the monk.
One of the monks can bounce. That's true.
I don't care about bouncing your monk.
Yeah, it's not amazing, but it's something.
That's true. I mean, I have no other options. So we're going to use that. And then 3. We're going to do it over here. On the topmost. That way I at least get to draw a card. And I'm going to bounce. Let's see. You could give Sun Titan Shroud.
Correct.
Which isn't great.
It'd cost me a gold to do it. But yeah, I sure could.
What do you think, Jarvis?
I think bouncing the monk would probably be your best bet.
Yeah, that sucks. But yeah, we'll bounce a monk.
It does suck. You're not wrong. But yeah.
We'll toss a monk in the yard. All right.
Boosh. Get a gun.
I tried. Go ahead.
All right. Gonna go ahead and untap.
We're in upkeep, an uncomfortable position right now.
Draw two. The back of a Volkswagen?
Get out of my head.
No, it's very comfy. I'm gonna discard. That's kind of I'm discard a Cathartic Reunion. Like I'm playing a Roadside Reliquary as my land for turn.
Nice.
Roadside Reliquary is a colorless land that you can pay two, tap, sack it, draw a card if you control an artifact, and draw a card if you control an enchantment. So I am going to go ahead and pay two to crack it immediately, and I do have the gold, which is an artifact, as well as Pem and Zora and these guys, so I do draw two cards off it.
Nice.
Ba-blam. Also, ba-blam. Sick, groovy, slash nasty.
I'm
then
going to
go ahead. What now?
I said I don't want to die.
But I think that'd be fun.
Well, if you think that you should play God, go ahead.
So, right now, Jarvis, you don't have any blockers open, right?
I have nothing.
And you got two lands and one card. Okay, I'm overthinking things. And Jolly, you also do not have any blockers at present, right?
I don't have any. I have one gold up. I was really banking on hitting the Swords to Plowshares guy so I could demonstrate it and let Jarvis copy it. That's what I was trying to go for. But
that would have been sick. Okay. That would have been very cool. All right.
That was my Hail Mary play, and it gave me Jessica's Will.
One of the rare times when you really do not want to see a Jessica's Will.
Hey, listen, right. Jessica's Will, not that good. Quit complaining about it. You just saw it not win.
That's true. It whiffed fairly hard. Okay, so I'm going to go to combat. And Jolly, I'm going to send my 1/1 prowess monk your way, and I'm going to send the Sun Titan and Shiko at Jarvis. Mm-hmm. Sun Titan is going to bring the Roadside Reliquary back. Any blocks on those?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. Before damage, I'm going to pump 5 mana into Pemmon's Aura. 1, 2, 3, 4. Say 5. To give Sun Titan +5/-5. So it's now an 11/1.
It's an 11/1.
For 15 total damage on Jarvis,
sure,
and then the one.
Are you sure you don't want to pump it one more time?
I'm good. Yeah, no, I think I'm gonna refrain from that. Thanks, though.
Damn. Yeah, I died.
Yeah, I have nothing.
But
dude, Pemmonzora's pump mode actually got there. What the hell?
That's really
funny. And I just hate myself because I thought of another line I could have taken on my turn. That
would... Oh yeah.
Would have done it for me.
I gotta say, Sun Titan bringing back a Pemmon's Aura, that's kind of my dream. That felt really good. Yeah, I did not expect that to work.
The reason why I wanted another white is because I had Mondrak in my hand. And I would have went and used Mondrak's second ability to sacrifice the Fiend Hunter as well. Give Mondrak and then had 4, but then I would have been getting 4 Fiend Hunters instead of just 2. Mm-hmm. But I also just thought of another way that I could have won that would have gotten me an extra Fiend Hunter in the end.
Okay.
Where if I would have sacrificed the Fiend Hunter that locked away your monastery, locked away your monk token to Ashad's Altar, I could have that would have put the Fiend Hunter back in my graveyard. I could have flashback Savine's Reclamation. Get Fiend Hunter back.
Oh, you did have
Savine's
Reclamation, yeah.
Sacrifice that Fiend Hunter again. And then Russ's life total would have been 3 less. It would have only been at 6. Jolly wouldn't have been alive. I only had to worry about your creature at that point and would have been able to go and do it. But I literally didn't figure that out, and it didn't click with me until it was your turn that you killed us.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you don't playtest the decks that you build, Jarvis.
This is what happens when I don't play
this
my
is what happens deck. When you net deck, man. What are we doing over here?
So I didn't didn't get to live the dream. I was trying to force y'all to mutate. I was going to demonstrate a mutate creature and make y'all do it. That's what I was trying
that.
To do.
I'm not going
to
lie. That would have been amazing. That would have been so messy and gross. I love it. Yeah.
We'll group hug mutate. I'll get it. I'll bring it back for revenge.
I can't wait for the next revenge week. We got to see it. Oh, excellent. Yeah. I gotta say, this was a delight. This is a goofy theme. Fun decks were had all around. So yeah, Jolly, thanks for being born and stuff, and for picking this theme out. It was very cool. Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And dear viewers, dear listeners, thank you for being here. Please leave a 5-star review in your podcast app of choice if you're listening to this on audio. If you're here on the YouTubes, hey, thanks for being here on the YouTubes. I'm waving at you right now, and you can see this. I said that for the audio folks who didn't see that. And if you're an audio folk, you can hop on over to YouTube and also drop the like and subscribe and all that stuff. Anyway, we'll be back next week with more shenanigans and more Commander. In the meantime, take it easy, everybody. Have a good one.
Kiss your mother with that mouth. Seen and heard more on account of the podcast.